You're listening to SBS News.
This was the reaction outside the Hennepin County Court in Minneapolis when the verdict in the case against Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd was announced. Mr. Floyd died in May last year after Chauvin held his knee on the 46-year-old's neck for around 9.5 minutes during an arrest. 11 months on, it took the 12-person jury around 10 hours of deliberations to find the former police officer guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter.
All three counts! All three counts! All three counts!
Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison, who served as lead prosecutor in the case, has welcomed the verdict, praising the jury and the witnesses who testified about what they saw.
I would not call today's verdict justice, however, because justice implies true restoration. But it is accountability, which is the first step towards justice. And now the cause of justice is in your hands. And when I say your hands, I mean the hands of the people of the United States.
For George Floyd's family, it's a day they prayed for. Terrence Floyd was overwhelmed with emotion when speaking about his brother.
Every day of my life, I will salute him. Because he showed me how to be strong. He showed me how to be respectful. He showed me how to speak my mind. I'm going to miss him. But now I know he's in history.
Yay.
What a day to be a Floyd, man.
President Joe Biden says that while the verdict sends the message that no one's above the law, the United States has a long way to go in addressing the systemic racism he describes as a stain on the nation's soul.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Those are George Floyd's last words. We can't let those words die with him. We have to keep hearing those words. We must not turn away. We can't turn away. We have a chance to begin to change the trajectory in this country. It's my hope and prayer that we live up to the legacy.
Democrats in the House of Representatives are now pushing for that change, calling on the Senate to urgently pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. The legislation would create national standards for the use of force, such as eliminating chokeholds, and create a national misconduct registry. Joyce Beattie is a Democratic representative for the state of Ohio.
When we saw policeman after policeman come and testify against Derek Chauvin, I think that put us in the right direction that they understand. You have nothing to worry about as a police officer with the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act unless you're a bad police officer.
Vice President Kamala Harris says while the legislation won't solve every problem, it's a start.
Here's the truth about racial injustice. It is not just a Black America problem or a people of color problem. It is a problem for every American. It is keeping us from fulfilling the promise of liberty and justice for all. And it is holding our nation back from realizing our full potential.
Black Americans are hopeful any change that comes from the case will be long-lasting.
I feel grounded. I can feel my feet on the concrete. I'm super grateful that this is the verdict and that we can now move to the next case with joy and hope and optimism and strength.
Derek Chauvin faces decades in prison for his convictions, but it's not yet known when he'll be sentenced. The three other former officers involved in George Floyd's fatal arrest will face charges at a trial in August that they aided and abetted his murder and manslaughter. Amy Hall, SBS News.